I am happy to be joined in the studio with a fine gentleman, and his name is Jay Feehan, and he is with Colette Tours. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm more and more excited, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You have heard us on the air talking about the trip to Ireland that we're going to make with you, if you want to come with us, and we've been talking about it for months, but now I feel like it's time to really start getting excited about it.
It's getting closer.
Yeah.
It's getting closer.
And so people have been asking me to talk more specifically about what it is, what we're doing, where we're going, how much fun we're going to have, all that stuff. And so I had to bring Jay in because really you are the expert on this trip.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I used to work over there as a tour director in the early 90s.
In Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland. That must have been a terrible job.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I love Ireland. And they love Americans. You just feel so welcome there.
See, that's a really good point of interest to this whole conversation. And first of all, as you know, this is my first trip to Ireland, and that's where my roots are from on both my mom's and my dad's side.
Yes, I think with a name like Pat Kerrigan, you're going to fit in very nicely.
I hope so. I have a feeling I might run into a couple of other Kerrigans over there. And so this trip is not only exciting and fun for me, but it's also, you know, I kind of feel it deeply, you know,
yes.
Like I can't wait to get to
You're
that
going
place.
Going to the motherland.
Going to the motherland, yes.
It's important.
Yeah. And so let's talk about the trip first and the itinerary and the places that we're going to be going.
Well, it's really exciting. You know, first off, I love that we're going on St. Patrick's Day because so many
we're
of gonna us...
We're going to be there on St. Patrick's Day next year.
Yeah, and so many of us put on a green shirt and we're Irish for the day.
Yeah.
But I say, forget the green shirt. Let's go there. Let's just be there for St. Patrick's Day.
Now, is it true, because I've always, you know, thought and known historically that, you know, the Irish celebrate St. Patrick's Day in a different way than Americans celebrate St. Patrick's Day, right?
Well, it used to be that way. They were a little more composed, but I just think with the American influence, there's more parades, there's more green beer at the pubs now.
Really?
They've adapted some of our
techniques,
you know, now they get excited.
That's kind of surprising to me.
Yeah. It's interesting how it's just gotten bigger over there. You
so
know?
We fly from San Francisco Dublin.
The tour includes air from San Francisco. So, and we're actually going to coach down. So we're going to come to Santa Rosa.
Oh, that's right. We all go together on the bus.
It's a nice perk. Yeah. We don't want 30 cars or so going to the airport. So we're going to come here, pick you all up. Take you to the San Francisco airport. Currently, we're scheduled on an Aer Lingus flight, the
Which
Irish
is
airline.
The Irish airline.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And we're going to fly, of course, overnight is the flight over to Ireland. We'll get in late morning and get started. We're going to begin in Dublin and have a two-night stay there.
I'm so thrilled about that, Jay, because just to get acclimated, you know, not even from a time change standpoint, but just, wow, we're really here and there's time to land and get used to the notion.
Yeah, get adjusted that afternoon. And I always tell everyone, try not to go to sleep because with the time change, feel a little sleepy, but you want to stay awake for that really fun dinner we're going to have the first night. We're going to go out, they call it the Irish House Party, live music.
Irish House Party.
Yeah, it's live music, great dinner. The dancers are authentic. It's not that river dance flashy. What was this? Michael Flaherty.
Michael Flatley, I think.
Yeah, this was real, the real McCoy. And then, of course, we'll hear Danny Boy for the first of many times.
So. Yes, well, you know, I'm thrilled to hear that because if I had gone to an entire trip to Ireland and didn't hear that song, I would be very
would be
disappointed.
That would be a shocker. So then the next morning we'll include sightseeing, which is great about tours. You don't have to buy all your sightseeing. It's all included. So we're going to have a tour of Dublin and get out to Phoenix Park where the Pope came in 79. We'll see the Georgian-style homes with their intricate doors.
What is it about the Irish and their doors, Jay?
Well,
I mean, I've seen people with coffee table books of the Irish doors.
That's a very big seller. Yeah. The Doors of Dublin, it's called. But these are old Georgian-style homes with real intricate glass and designs and colors and knockers. And so they actually each year have a best door of Dublin.
Who doesn't want to go see Ireland's knockers, right?
That's right. That's right. Some people will get the wrong idea there, but that's good.
Oh, they're used to it for me. Not to worry. Not to worry.
So from there, we'll visit St. Patrick's Cathedral and
see,
take a tour of that.
I am really excited. I'm not a very religious person, but I am really excited to go to St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They just don't build them like that over here. Yeah. It's gorgeous. And we do have what we call a choice on tour, too. Some people want to walk the city. They don't want to be on a coach. So you can choose which one, either the motor coach tour or go out with an expert and do a walk. And down by the post office, you know, the Easter Uprising. And
yeah.
We've all heard the U2 song, Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
And yeah.
So it really brings it all to life. It's
a
fabulous city.
I think for me, I mean, you're that's what you do for a living. Yeah. And this is my first trip to Europe.
Oh.
Yeah, I usually tend to go where there are palm trees.
Okay, yes.
But I think one of the things that I'm really looking forward to on this trip is the history, which is something that most Americans have never experienced. We don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, having only been here 200 and some odd years.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we call something old the 1850s. And,
yeah.
And you go over there, and their history always surprised me is because they're so friendly and happy, but their history is so sad and tragic. I mean,
yeah. Well, that's the Irish. It's either up or down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we had the Queen Elizabeth invasion. We had then the Cromwellian invasion. Then you had the potato famine, if they hadn't been through enough.
Oh, that darn potato famine, yeah.
Oh, I mean, just so sad when you know, and your tour guide, of course, will be sharing that as you travel along.
Here's what I'm wondering. Okay, we're in Dublin for 2 days. Mm-hmm. There's going to be time for us to wander around as we will, right?
Yes. In fact, we'll have the city tour. City tours are normally in the morning because you just, you know, you got there, you want to get you oriented, and you're done by about lunchtime. Rest of the day.
Rest of the day to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the day to yourself, as they say. See, I'm really looking forward to that because, you know, that kind of meandering and that kind of trying to absorb the people and the culture is what really is significant about this trip to me.
Oh, exactly. And you often end up at a pub. And I know there's some folks who say, well, I don't drink. I'm not going to go to a pub. But Ireland, you kind of have to. They're the social center of every town. There's just so many of them. And it's where you meet the real people. So even if you're a non-drinker, go have a, they have, you know, sandwiches, pub grub, as they call it.
Yeah.
So there's pub grub, have a coffee, a Diet Coke, but get out there and meet those people.
Well, there are a lot of places, as you've told me, in that kind of situation where that's where families go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember my first time at a pub where it was after christening. Party
and I
saw 12-year-olds and I thought, what's a 12-year-old doing in this pub? But they go in smaller towns, especially they don't have a Knights of Columbus Hall to rent. They go to the pub and they're in the back and it's a family function at the pub, all ages, which shocking.
So you say that the Irish love the Americans. True,
yes.
That's true.
It is true. We have such a strong link. You know, they know so many people that have come here, and of course, so many of us go back and visit there.
Yeah.
And so a lot of our companies have offices over there. So it's a real,
that's for sure.
It's a real strong link.
Well, I think, you know, we all hear about the Irish people and how warm and welcoming they can be.
Yeah.
So I think it's just going to, I just want to sit around and listen.
Yeah. Well, I find them funny because, you know, everybody knows everybody in these towns pretty much. And, when I was there and mentioned I'm living in Sacramento, they're like, oh, I want to buy you a Guinness and I want to hear all about Arnold, you know? And
Arnold
just,
Schwarzenegger.
Exactly. They think I live in Sac, I must be a friend of Arnold's.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I never met the man, but that was so nice of them, you know?
Well, you could have made up a great story
about
Arnold. I should have.
I know I should have.
Well, this is, what we're doing is we're going to Ireland and we have a bunch of KSRO listeners who've decided to come along. And there are only, how many slots are there left?
Currently, we have 8 open slots.
8 open slots. Okay, 8 open slots.
So we're getting down there.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to do this thing with Jay today and tell you more about the trip and make sure, you know, that if you wanted to go on it, that you had the opportunity to do that. So
so
let me just give the TravelWise, because that's who we're working with locally, their number if you'd like to know more about this trip. And the TravelWise number is 935-9493.
Yes.
935-9493.